This is the world broadcast of Imam Waqif Deen Muhammad Speaks, the program that's dedicated to community development and human dignity. And now, Imam Waqif Deen Muhammad.
All right. Now, we're going to hold it up right there. Look, Allah says he gave the creature only one heart. Is that not right? Only one heart, but we know we have two lungs, don't we? We have two lungs. We have one heart, but two lungs. We can exist with one. But God gave us two. It's better to have two. We have two lungs. All right. Now, but when you look at the lungs, don't they look like two halves of one thing? Like a bean pot. You know, you plant yellow goo beans. You plant the bean, one seed holds. When that little stalk comes up, that bean is at the top of that stalk. That bean you planted is at the top of the stalk, but it has opened up. It has now become two. Doesn't it look like the lung? Doesn't the bean, when it opens up on top of the stalk, doesn't it look like the lungs on top of the stalk inside? Yeah. See? So the lungs, though we say two, they look like two of one. Two things that belong to one. They look like they are one, but separated. Right? Yeah. All right. So much for that. You know, we just like to think. Food for thought. But let us continue talking about our concerns, because that's the talk for today. All right. Concerns. Everything is cause for concern if you're an intelligent being. But concern as conscious to concern, air. How do we know? Because God breathed the breath into the man. Then he became a living soul. He had his body, he had flesh, he had body, he had the material. I guess he even had water. Because the Bible says, and the spirit moved on the face of the water. Is that not right? And then God said, let there be light, right? All right. Okay, so water must have been there, land must have been there. I guess everything was there, but air. Then when air comes, consciousness, right? Now, let me show you how people arrive at this kind of terminology. For that's all, whatever scripture has retained or whatever scripture has kept, it is because those things had foundation, basis. They had reality in the real world, in the real life of man. And what scripture did away with, in the Quran I'm talking about, did not have proper place in this reality. So, now, says, he breathed into the man his breath and he became a living soul. Now we know this is Bible terminology. But Allah also says in the Quran, and when I have breathed into him of my spirit, right? Yes. Then make your submission to him, mean accept him as authority. Right? Okay. All right. So now, if breath then is conscious concern, then material is sub-level, subconscious, right? And even the waters would be sub-level, right? Yes, sub-level, especially when you're talking about this kind of consciousness we're talking about. Now, if you have a consciousness, but you don't have the consciousness that God wants, then what is it? It's a material concern. It's an emotional concern. It's a rational concern. It's a social concern. It's some of these concerns. But you to have the concern that Allah wants is what? Total concern. Concern that touches everything. And I don't care what a creature is made of, if he's of land or water, he has to have air. Fish has to breathe air. You get the fish, you cut him open, you see the bladder. He got an air sac. He has to have air. He lives in the water, but he's breathing air. He ain't breathing water. He's breathing air. Yeah. And we on the land, we need air. All the living need air. You cut off air from any plant, it dies. Right? Every living thing, all the biological creatures, every living thing needs air. One concern tying all others in together. And it's both inwardly, it's both near and far, right? We need it internally, and we need it externally. If I'm going to have it only for myself, then pretty soon I'm going to die. Because my food that I eat needs it in order for it to grow, right? So I got to have it in me, and if I want life, I got to have it outside of me, right? Central concern. Concern for life. Huh? Wouldn't that be the concern for life? Our concern to keep life living, to keep life as it should be. For water is needed only in certain times. Some food from the land is only needed in certain times. But air is needed all the time. You say, well, I can hold my breath for 3 minutes. Man, while you're holding your breath, your lungs are breathing. There are musicians who have learned how to blow a horn without taking a breath. Because they found out that the lungs keep breathing, even if the mouth or the throat does something different. Yeah. Don't think you, no, you ain't holding your breath. You're killing yourself slowly. Breath of life is symbolic of the constant concern. It's a constant concern. We are constantly breathing in and out all the time. We can go without food for 60 days, maybe. Go without water for a few days, right? But without air? Whew! No, indeed. So that concern that touches everything. So what is telling us? That we should have a conclusive concern, inclusive concern. An all-inclusive concern. Because the air is taking care of everything. Land, water, and everything else. Right? And what is the urge in man for freedom? Isn't it the urge to get more of life? Until his life becomes total? All-inclusive? But the slave master gave you a part of life. But that part of life wasn't enough. So you had the urge to be free. Because inside yourself, your own spirit told you, this is not all of the life that God intended for me. So you wanted to be free as a bird. Right? Yes. Yeah, it's more to that expression than meets the eye. But a bird can go up off the land. The bird can break the hold of gravity. And use his wings. And his other tail and other parts of his body, he can use it to ride the air, right? Some of them fly high. Fly so high they get above the storm, right? High flying birds. Storm come, they take off and go above the storm. Storm tossing everything around, but they up there cooling it. Looking down on the trouble. Yeah. Praise be to Allah. Yes. So on the fifth day, he created the birds to soar into the open firmament. Open means free. Free. Let out of prison. You can't get that at the White House. You can't get that at the city hall or from the mayor. Or downstate, it never came from them, and never will. You're in the right place, and you should thank the Almighty that you're here. Right. So this is a good day. Believe me, this is a good day. Oh, yes. So Allah, he speaks of the kind of person who gets himself into trouble because he follows his own hawahu. What is hawahu? His own inspiration, his own inclination, his own impulse, his own influence, his own concern. And what is worse than the creature who have made his own concerns his God? This is Quran. This is Quran. He makes his own concerns his God. What is that telling us? That we can allow our own concerns to decide the way we think. And we give in so much to our own concerns and ignore other concerns that in every practical sense, we have fallen under the dominance, under the rule of our own concerns, our own influences. When you're totally under the rule or under the dominance of something, that's your God. That's why the people of the past who disbelieved, they were charged with believing in all those false gods. Because those false gods were symbolic of the things that they were giving their life to. So, the worst of the fellows on this earth are those who follow their own concerns. Follow his own hawa, his own air. Yeah. Now, what if we all became that selfish? We all would die. So a selfish creature like that, he lives for as long as there are other people who have not become as hard-hearted or as selfish as he is. He's living at the expense of others, and he's living on the mercy of God. Right? Yeah, he's not earning anything. He's really an enemy to the society. And this world sensitizes us to come or to take on that mind, to come into that kind of thinking or to take on that mind. Look at that song they had the little fella sing, Superstar, but he sung the wrong song. And the greatest love of all is to love yourself. Suppose the mother, when you come forth from her body, she says, the greatest love of all is to love myself. And she just feeds herself with that kind of thinking. For a man on these hot days like this, well, she says, what the hell, get this little bastard, but throw that sucker in the garbage. If she's not conscious of a love bigger than her own immediate welfare and her own immediate needs, she can't sacrifice her personal concerns for new life that's coming on. But the weight of the consciousness of society, I mean intelligent society, not one in a deep sleep, one awake. The weight of a conscious society bears on that woman. And she says, without even thinking, this is the sitting of me as a mother. Somebody did it for her. And that's still in her gene memory bank. She doesn't have to think to be good. God has tucked that into her behavioral nature because she was treated well. Somebody cared for her. So automatically, like the cat that takes care of his kitten, automatically she's sacrificing her leisure, her free time, her happiness, her playtime. She's sacrificing all of this so that that baby will have what it needs. So suppose someone was playing that record for her all the time she's trying to do that. And the greatest love of all is to love yourself. She was finally hearing a message. She said, well, hell, they're telling me this. Don't be giving all this attention to this little bastard. I got to take care of myself. That's the attitude that this world wants you to have. Because if you have that individualist attitude, then they can exploit the social whole. They can exploit the whole society if we have this individualistic attitude. We won't see what they're doing to the content of the whole. We won't see what they're doing to the health of the whole family. when they're trying to sell us things we don't need. When they're trying to give us social influences and cultural influences that hurt the texture, hurt the fabric of the social family. They know that we won't rebel if we don't give us. But as long as we have the social conscience that touches on everything, the social conscience, we need food for our family. We need material for our family. We need human sensitivities for our family, right? We need emotional sensitivities for our family, right? We need moral sensitivities for our family, right? Yes, we need growth and productivity for our families, don't we? See, this social concern touches on everything. Yeah. And that's the concern that makes us free. When we come into the social concern and start to feel for our social needs that go higher than the water, it goes higher than the land, it goes on up to the mountain. For our social needs require that we have proper rule over us. Go up and see who's in the mountain. Who's sitting up there on the mountain running our affairs? Check this dude out. He's hurting the family. He's hurting the social life. Right? Yes! Yes! And doesn't social also suggest warmth? And tell me what creature has a higher body temperature than the birds? That's why he says, and the birds was on the fifth day. And they flew up and mounted the air. Went on up into the open firmament. Social concern. Oh, yes. Is this our concern? Certainly it is. Ummatul Islami means community of people. A social community. A community of people living together as what? A family. Umm means mother. They are a community of orphans that the world has neglected. Their political fathers have abandoned them. So they belong to the community of Ummah, mother. And God is their chief. Not this one now, no. This is little nothing here. Allah is their chief. Yes. Praise be to Allah. How can we go wrong if we think this way? How can we stay on the bottom as a people if we think this way? Oh, no. We can't stay on the bottom as a people with this kind of thinking in our head. You're going to rise even when you're not making a conscious effort to rise. Yes. If you take on this kind of thinking, it's going to become your life. It's going to become your motivation. And when you're not even thinking, you're going to be doing right. And you're going to be making progress. But if your vision is off, if your vision is broken up, fragmented, you have no constant direction. And without a constant direction, you're gone. Yes! Can anything sustain itself in the universe without a constant discipline? The moon has a constant discipline. It's sustained. The sun, the stars, they have constant discipline. They sustain. The plants in the land have constant discipline. They sustain. The birds, the bees, all have constant disciplines. They sustain. So what makes you think that you can live outside of a disciplinary mold? I don't know. But if you only accept this kind of thinking, your life will automatically be motivated in a progressive way. And much, much more will come if you only apply yourself. Oh, yes. Is this the life or not? This is the life. Yes, this is the life. Now, let us look at the great symbols in the sacred precinct called Mecca al-Mukarramah. There we have their house, simple as a house can be. Not many compartments, only one room. Isn't that wonderful? One room. One room is the hub for all other structures. Yes, it sits in the center of a great circle, an international circle of believers. And it's right in the center. It's the hub. Now, around the house is a circle. And we make seven circles or circuits around the house. Praise be to Allah. Wonderful. Wonderful. Now, dear beloved people, what is the circuit? What is the circuit symbolic of? The circles are symbolic of completion. Completion. Perfection. Whole vision. For I don't care what kind of eye you have, it can be a cat eye that can go up and down like a one. When he looks, he sees circles. He sees in a circle. And when you look, you see in a circle, don't you? Yeah. You see in a circle. Two eyes open at once. One circle. You don't see no two circles. Two eyes, but one circle. Right? You close one, you get a smaller circle. Right? You open them up, they blend to form one big circle. Right? Yeah. Now, God say he hasn't given any creatures more than one heart. Now, you go to the Kaaba and you circle around there and you begin circling at one corner of the house. You just can't start circling any kind of way you want to. You have to start at one particular corner of the house. There you start your circling. So what will give you completion? What will give you whole vision? Starting at the right point, at the right focal point. And what's in that corner? A black stone. A black stone. And what a black stone is symbolic of? The human heart. And what does it mean by it's black? Mean it has become dead. It has died. It has died to this individual body to live in the structure that holds up society. Yes! Died in the individual body. A heart taken out of a man and put out in the air becomes black in color. Don't believe it? You can try it on some criminal that we all agree should be dead. Consult the law too. So you won't blame anything on me. But if you take the human being heart out, that's red. Put it outside in the air, it becomes black in time. In time, it becomes black. So man saw that, and it became symbolic of dying to individualism. And putting your heart into the structure of society. A heart that's willing to die to individualism. Then put it, let it be the cornerstone, as the book says, and that rejected stone became the corner of the building. That's the Bible. That's the Bible. And what does the world reject? They reject this social concern. Haven't we been fighting for centuries? Haven't we been fighting for thousands of years to get our political bosses to accept social justice? And aren't we still today battling for social justice? They still don't want to recognize the social concerns of man and do justice to the social concerns of man. Isn't that the rejected stone? Praise be to Allah. I know it's hot. But if you tune in to this channel, baby, you'll get a cool breeze. Praise be to Allah. What does Allah say in the Quran? Where you want it? Where is Allah? Where is Allah now? In man's affair. In world affairs, where is Allah? Says يُحَوِّلُ اللَّهُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ. And Allah, he hovers in that position between a man and his heart. يُحَوِّلُ. What do يُحَوِّلُ mean? What is حَوَّل? What is حَال? What is مَحَل? Place. Where is Allah placed? Where is he stationed? يُحَوِّلُ. He stations himself بين المرء وقلبه, between a man's heart and his mortal self.
You've been listening to Imam Warif Deen Muhammad.